Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the People's Show, where we check the pulse of Husker Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. I think the biggest question coming out of the Huskers' first game is, how are they going to be able to rebound offensively going forward? Was the playbook just not all the way open? Did Adrian Martinez have the flu that day? What's going on? Are we really going to struggle this much offensively against a South Alabama team that's a smaller school from the Sun Belt? All due respect, we only put up 14 points offensively. So how are the Huskers going to do offensively going forward? All right, now if you look at our next opponent, Colorado, and you look at their first game, their defense didn't exactly set the world on fire, ladies and gentlemen. They gave up nearly 30 first downs to Colorado State, over 500 yards of total offense to the Rams, and Colorado State converted nearly 30% on third downs. Meanwhile, the Buffaloes are right around 33% on their own third down conversion. Now, Colorado State, no disrespect, but they've been struggling. They've been floundering. All right, they were 3-9 last year, and since Mike Bobo took over 4 years ago, they have never come close to beating Colorado, and they are 24-27 since, under 500, struggling to get the bowl games, and they frankly outplayed Colorado. I know the score dictates to Colorado won decisively. People could look at our score and say, hey, two touchdowns. Now Nebraska did all right. But here's the thing. Colorado State had more penalties, more penalty yards, and they had four turnovers while Colorado had zero. They really outplayed Colorado. So here's my point. And this is not my Colorado preview or prediction. That'll come out on Thursday, as always, when one of my beautiful children, who thank the Lord Almighty, looks like my wife, will join me, as always, we'll do our Thursday preview and prediction show. But I'm just talking about this Colorado defense. They're not setting the world on fire. If there's a team that could help our offense get going, get some momentum, get improved, get rolling, and sometimes you just need that swagger and that confidence and something needs to spark it. But just this Colorado defense could be the perfect remedy for a struggling Nebraska offense. Now, if you look back at the spring game, it was not an exciting spring game. If you remember back to that spring game, there was not a whole lot of points scored. It wasn't that entertaining. And I've been saying, and I don't think people really wanted to hear it, because in everyone's mind, Scott Frost is an offensive wizard. He's an offensive genius, so to speak. But I've been saying this offense is going to struggle, at least in the beginning part of the year. You look at this offense, and 5 of our 11 best players are sophomores or freshmen. And we have 3 new faces on the offensive line, right? And we have a lot of young guys on the offensive line and at the center position. And in an offense like this, where guys are going in motion and you're in the shotgun, the center position and the snaps is a huge deal. Now, Cam Juergens never played center before. The first time he's ever played center in his life wasn't in fourth grade. It was Saturday. And he missed a lot of time in the spring and in the fall with injuries. He's a talented guy who struggled on Saturday, who will get better. But it's going to take some time for this offense to come around. And I talked about this on my Character Live show last Sunday night. Check that out. I'll plug it. I'll plug some more stuff. Every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Central Time, check out Character Live on Facebook throughout the entire season. But I talked about this a little bit. This defense, which has 7 guys who played and or started on the defensive line alone. All right, you got the Davis twins, you got Ben Stille, you got Deshaun Neal, you got DeAndre Thomas, you got both the Daniels brothers, Darian and Damon, just on the defensive line alone. In the secondary, you got Boodle, you got Jackson, linebacker, you got Barry, you got Honus, Caleb Tanner stepping up. You got all these guys with talent and experience that the offense doesn't have. We got a lot of talent on the offense. A wide receiver, O-line, but it's very young. So here's my point. Nebraska will get better. They will get rolling on offense, but it's probably going to take at least half the season. And they probably won't be as good this year as they were last year when they had 2 of the best receivers in the entire country. The defense is going to have to carry the offense at least early on. But I will say this. If there's a remedy for a struggling offense, it's the Colorado defense this Saturday. All right, Husker fans, tune in tomorrow for my interview with Eric Lee, who had 2 interceptions and a pick 6 to the house. Amongst those interceptions, go Big Red, and always remember to throw the ball. Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.